Case number 11416, Louis J. Travellini, west of Road 347, White Neck Road, 240 feet south of Road 349, Old Mill Road. The 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 420. A special use exception to place two accessory structures for personal use on less than 1 acre.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, you'll need to go down and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Louis Travellini, 31305 Coral Court, Ocean View, Delaware. Represent myself.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good evening, sir.
Yes, right here.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Okay. From the very beginning, Jim's Hideaway, about a half a mile down the road, sold out to a developer. Bay Forest is the name of the community. And in doing so, they asked the owner, Jim's Hideaway owner, if he wanted the buildings. And he asked me if I would want them, if I would move them down to my property about a half a mile down the road, down White Neck Road, and I agreed. Put the buildings on one lot. The land is zoned Neighborhood Business District.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when I put both buildings on the same lot and adhered to the setbacks, I really thought I was in, you know, adherence to the regulations. When I went for the permit to install the footer, dig the footer, I then was told that in this case here, an accessory building needs an acre. And of course, that's new to me, even though I thought I was pretty up on regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly new regulation, I believe. So I was faced with the fact that, do I want to use it personally, which was always my intention,
mm-hmm.
or did I want to use it for business, in which case I was faced with both situations. The business one was really involved, as I talked to the highway department, realizing that they consider White Neck Road a Route 26 road, heavily trafficked. Recently, or in the last few years, the expense was just too great, you know, what they require. I mean, not counting the other requirements from the other agencies.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to my original thought, storing my vehicles in there, my boat, and so forth, tractors. And that's where I'm pretty much at. I was faced with planning and zoning saying that if I didn't want to come before the board, that I could take my other lots to join, create an acre, and then I would get a permit for the footer.
Right.
I chose not to do that because I designated the other lots to family.
Mm-hmm.
I conveyed some of the lots to family already, and these lots are going to be conveyed to family. So in order, if I broke them up, then the individual family member wouldn't get their own lot.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I decided to choose to come before the board here and plead my case.
Okay. When you got these buildings before you did you come to the county to see what you could do with them? Did you think to come in and ask? Giving them away?
I failed to do that. That was the big mistake. Yeah, I just thought that, you know, business zoning would take care of buildings on the property as it did in the past, but I was wrong on that one.
Okay. So the county has worked with you to try to resolve this, so you elected not to start to come here to try to resolve it because you're shy to, you need the acre.
The rule of an acre, mm-hmm. and I would have to give two lots thrown in to have 1 acre parcel,
mm-hmm.
and thus disrupting my plans for conveying to the family.
And did I hear you say you're not going to have these for business now? You're going to have it just for personal?
For personal.
Okay. So do you need both of these buildings? Can you make, I mean, do you, I guess I shouldn't maybe.
Well,
that, but
I have a lot of vehicles.
Pretty big buildings.
Oh, they are.
They're monsters.
Yeah. Well, the one, did the members take a peek at them? Anyone?
They said that they're big buildings.
They are big buildings.
Yeah, they're big buildings.
The one was a tennis court, actually, an indoor tennis court. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was unique. Of course, after Jim Buck passed away, the owner of the campground, his son took over, and he made a shop for what I'm talking about, storing vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I have cars, trucks, tractors. I can fill them up. If my family called them my toys.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let's see if there's any other questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
Yeah, which lots are the next lots that you own, the one next to each other? Which one are they?
Yeah, actually, the family, myself and family, own all the lots. We've never sold any out of Village
All the way
Square.
Down?
All the way. From the intersection of 349 all the way down to subdivision of White's Neck Village.
How many lots you have?
14. They were pretty much subdivided and zoned back in the early 70s. And, there's houses on some of them, a pole building on one, a daycare. I'm next to the daycare, my daughter's daycare center. And so...
So you own that whole block, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And you got all those divided for your kids?
I think that's what we do sometimes when we get up there at age and we decide, do I want to sell or do I want my family to have land? I've conveyed four of them to my grandchildren already. My daughter and son obviously will inherit whatever I don't convey or sell. And that was never my intention when I first come down here from up north in the early 70s. It was always my intention to keep that parcel. I've done that.
There's nothing on that parcel at all until...
until I installed
two
the buildings on there, yeah. Actually, it's a horse pasture. We had horses in there for, since the 70s. And I gave the property to AP Pro when they were doing the sewers for a staging area. And... they never left it in better shape than it was because when they sprinkled the topsoil on there and seeded it, I watched the birds eat the seed, and so I never had any kind of horse pasture. The horses are at my son's, and he's buying hay since then. Expensive hay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready? Good answer, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
How many cars you say you want to put in there? How come you have two? Why don't you just make it one big yet?
They don't match.
They don't
match. The one building was the tennis court and then storage at the campground. And the other one came off the end of his double wide.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I just acquired the one. And then when they offered me the other one in with no charge, they were, I call it FREE. it was hard to say no. The cost of moving them was extensive. I had to get expert movers out of Sharptown to move them. They really do have the equipment to move an 80-foot building, and I was very pleased. And so that's how I wound up getting them. Well, I had to do more than that. I had to trim the trees on the road, escorts, power company, cable company. It was way more than I anticipated. But once you start, you just can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to get with it.
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
You decided to do all that and go to all that expense without considering that you might need a permit?
Not exactly. Didn't happen that way. I was under the impression, and I'm not naive, that all you have to do is get a building permit, to do the footer. And I didn't get that. Let me think. Why didn't I get that? Because I didn't have the buildings down there, I guess. It was very wet. And in fact, we scrambled to get the ground straightened out so we could actually get the buildings in there. Yeah, I made a couple mistakes on that. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether in Sussex County, whether it's a shed or whatever you build on your property, you have to have a permit.
And you've been down there since when? 1970?
I know about the permit process.
Okay.
I was really under the presumption. Well, because I moved the other buildings on that property that my grandchildren now own, that wasn't as involved as it is today. I'm not naive about it. It's just it just happened that way. So here I am.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You have pictures.
Pretty good sized buildings.
Yeah, they are.
So you don't have the footers down or nothing?
No, they're just up in the air. I called the expert movers, told them what I was doing, and they were okay with it. I was worried about them tying their huge beams. And he said, "Now we got plenty of beams." Okay. It worked out well for me on that one.
You're planning on just putting equipment in there, cars, and
yeah, I have two Jubilee tractors, a 600 tractor. I've got a couple boats. I've got a motorcycle. I've got a dump truck. I got the front end loader, a Bobcat. I could fill one of them up. I'm going to put equipment in both of them.
So you were going to make that commercial too at one time for storage or what?
Well, I always wanted it for myself, for personal. But when I was faced with coming before the Board of Adjustments or using it as commercial, I thought it would be easier to do the commercial route because the land's owned for business.
What are we going
to
do then with that? Have you made it commercial?
I'm still going to use it for business, for myself.
Oh, okay.
That's always been my intention. But when I realized, talking to the state and all the other agencies, how involved it is, I decided to go this route here.
What's your contingency plan if this is not approved?
Well, I have no choice but to add the other lots in and go that.
In other words, you could bring the acreage up where it belongs.
Yeah, throw the other two lots in, have a surveyor tie it all into one parcel.
Kind of six and one, half dozen the other.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Well, bigger lot, huh?
It's nice that you didn't proceed, that you didn't set the buildings and expect us to just grant it.
Well, when I was faced with, I was in violation, so to speak, I just stopped. My big dilemma was, what's expert movers going to say? I'm going to this hearing now, and this was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they were really good. Of course, in order for me to do my part, I paid them the whole thing. And they thought that was a nice gesture.
Ms. Thibodeau. I've got a question here because I'm confused as to what's being asked for. The application says a variance. There's a note that says special use exception. It says it's advertised, appears to be for a special use exception.
Yeah.
I've taken them both ways. to do a special use on a parcel that is less than 1 acre, and they are not putting a dwelling on within 6 months. And then we've used the variance for the less than an acre for the actual size. Like Lawrence had put both of them on there just because we've done it before in the past where we've put it under variance, and then we've also done it for the special use when they're not putting a home within 6 months. So he chose to advertise them or put it on there both ways.
Was it advertised both ways?
Mm-mm.
I don't have it. You have mine. Be on the second.
It says a special use exception.
That was all. Yeah, it wasn't advertised both ways.
And, I mean,
what does the code call for?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking at, and I'm really, I'll be frank with you, I'm not seeing it where it's a designated special use exception listed under a B1.
Right.
There's very limited use, special use exceptions. But when you look at what is a permitted use in a B1, there's a provision there for automobile parking lots and garages, but not a used car lot or other lot for automobile sales or storage.
B1.
Right.
So
when I look at that, I go, it to me, it doesn't seem like it would be a use issue.
Right. It's more the size of the lot.
And if that's the case, a variance would be more appropriate.
That's right.
But it wouldn't advertise that way.
Correct.
So we couldn't, yeah.
I if that's the case, I think we would need to re-advertise.
It's got to be.
Taking that right out of my mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask him that.
See, you're not the only one to make a mistake.
It's going to be re-advertised.
Yeah.
Let me say one thing because he brought it up. That's what really surprised me when I talked to Mr. Lang. And he says, are you going to put a house on it? And I says, no, Lawrence, it's zoned for business. I would never be my intention to put them buildings on and a house behind, even though there is room for something. And that's what surprised me because it is zoned B1 neighborhood business district. So, like you say, I was wrong in what I thought.
And obviously the ordinance isn't as detailed or clear as maybe it needs to be, which is not uncommon. We run into different situations all the time.
We all do.
When, I don't know, I'm assuming this is why Lawrence put it as a special use exception, is because you can put an accessory structure on a lot that's less than 1 acre if, within 6 months, you're going to put a dwelling on the property.
And he's just stated he's not going to.
And, yeah, and since he's not going to do that, it's always going to be a vacant. But I don't know if that's why, and I'm assuming that's why he put it as a special use instead of the variance.
We need to take
the
this
only thing
now,
that
send it back.
I would think it would need both.
Because you could do it if you were putting a house.
Yeah, I tend to think that it at a minimum it may need both. Or at a minimum, may need neither, but I think in this.
Well, he stated that you weren't going to put a dwelling in there, right?
No, I didn't.
So that eliminates that portion of the.
You're planning on using it for a garage for your vehicles, tractor, boat,
vehicles.
For your own personals.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's. I can understand why Mr. Lank would put it under a special use exception and not under.
Well. But then there's still the size of the lot, which
so
would require
variance.
Yeah, it's got variance for that.
Which was not advertised.
Right, it's under the acre.
So probably the thing to do is to re-advertise it for both.
Right.
No expense to the applicant.
Right.
And then,
so we'll re-advertise it.
Yep.
And in the meantime, I can talk with Mr. Lank
to
make sure that what's presented to you all and what the applicant is going to have to present is
right.
The correct thing.
I think that's the best way to go, that we do that.
No,
I really
do. No decision can be made tonight. Is that
no,
what
that's correct. No, sir, not tonight.
It don't create a hardship for me. It's just expert movers tying them up with their beams.
But you just said earlier, they said they had plenty of them. I don't think it's...
Well,
I know,
they did,
I don't think,
but I don't want to be taken advantage of. Well,
no,
I ain't
you're
got
not.
No choice.
Yeah,
I
just tell them it's the county's fault.
Yeah, you have a choice. And they can come see our attorney or talk with their attorney. I'm sure he'll help them, lighten them with it. You might as well do it right the right way.
Yeah, I always
I mean,
do
you know,
it
we're
right
trying
way.
To, you know, we're trying to...
When I realized what was happening, I wanted to do it the right way on the air.
And that's,
that
what that's what Mr. Sharp's trying to do.
Well, the bottom line is we want to make sure that if it's approved, that we're approving the right thing and that it's something that is done the correct way, because it'll run with the, you know, the land. So
and follow you or follow who?
If you were to give it away to your children, we want to make sure that it's...
That's right.
Time-wise, what are we looking at?
We
with
would
re-advertising and...
I don't know where we are as far as how far out we have been. I think we just got one of August the 4th. So if we can get it advertised, it sounds like August the 18th, we might be able to have it on there for that. So
we're in a situation where
we can't
have to do what we have to do.
Yep.
Okay. I have to come back and appear, or is this?
Mm-hmm.
You will have to come back to appear.
And no charge to you.
And we can make sure that you're put on the front of the agenda for that night. It hasn't been set yet, so we can make sure that that's...
I'll get a notice in the mail.
Yes, sir. And we'll have to advertise and post like we did before.
Where do you advertise? I've never even seen advertisements.
Three papers,
Melissa?
Two different papers.
Two?
Two different papers, three.
And I'm not sure which one she used because...
That's all right.
But we'll...
I don't have copies of them.
Yeah.
Well, they'll let you know, sir.
Actually, the letter I got in the mail is what they put in the paper anyway.
Yes.
But they'll let you know, sir.
Okay.
Okay, then, gentlemen. We hope...
Any more hearings?
No, we still got some other work to do, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. We still have another one.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, you may need to have just a motion that, directing that the case be re-advertised to address both special use exception and variance.
So moved.
Second. You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we have it for this case re-advertised and have a rehearing. Okay, step back. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye. Thank you, Abbott.
And all opposed? Motion so carried. That's what's going
I
to be done,
I probably should ask this question before you just made the motions. Is it possible that I could dig the footers and just leave them?
At your own risk
at
and expense.
At your own risk, though, Yeah, if you do that way, then you come back. I mean,
if you were to have obtained approval, any work you would do on that would be at your own risk until the appeal period would end.
Because there's appeal process.
Because anybody can file an appeal of the board's decision. So there's...
What time do they have to do that?
It's 30 days following the approval of the findings of fact.
Typically 60 to 90 days.
So you're at your own risk. That's what I'm saying. If you got in sooner...
If I do something there and this all fails for me... Then
you got to move it all. Then correct. Do whatever and back and forth, so...
Before the freeze.
Well, hopefully we can get it done before. Actually, the rain didn't hurt us any. It just came down and corn looks better.
There you go.
So there it is. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, Jim.